This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Hours before the lineup for the inaugural Lollapalooza Columbia was to be released, one of its headliners dropped out, forcing the festival to announce a cancellation of the entire event instead of the anticipated lineup. Lollapalooza kept the name of the artist under wraps, but media sources were quick to reveal Rihanna as the headliner, who apparently canceled due to concerns over the Zika virus, and leaving Lollapalooza Columbia without enough time to find a replacement for the headlining slot. The inaugural Lollapalooza Columbia was set to take place in September. There's a lot of investment happening to deter cell phone use at concerts. Last week, we told you about Apple's new patented technology using infrared sensors to disable iPhone cameras at concert venues. And today, we're talking about Yonder. Yonder is a company dedicated to preserving the idea of being present. And they do so by putting your phone in time out. Concert goers are given a pouch upon entry to put their phone in that uses a sensor to lock your phone inside as long as you're in the no phone zone. Lumineers employed Yonder and its pouches at a string of secret shows the band played leading up to the release of their newest album, Cleopatra. Alicia Keys and Louis C.K. have also used Yonder performances where they debuted new material without having to worry about it being leaked online. The recent 11-time Tony-winning Broadway sensation Hamilton continues to make history, this time as the biggest-selling cast album of the last 10 years. The cast album has officially sold over 500,000 copies, making it one of only 12 to have done so since Nielsen Music began tracking sales in 1991. Hamilton has peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart, making it the first-ever original Broadway cast recording to bust through the top 10. The closest to come before that was Rent, coming in at number 19 back in 1996. Shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel. Co-counsel Hamilton, sit down. A client, let me... Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.